Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. If you haven't already, you should subscribe to the podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. You can also share it with a friend if you like what you're hearing. So let's get into today's episode, which is called How Will You Respond? There comes a point in every Christian's walk where God is going to call us to do something difficult, something out of our comfort zone, something outright scary. That something could be big or small. You see, God wants to use us to accomplish his mission here on earth. So if he calls us to do something, he will empower us to complete the task at hand. But I don't want to focus on the task at hand, but rather our response. How will you respond when God calls you? There are specific people in the Bible whose response stands out to me. You can respond like Moses, Gideon, or Saul. In Exodus 3, we see Moses at the burning bush. The time had come for God to deliver the people of Israel, and he decided to use Moses as his vessel for this task. But how did Moses respond? With question after question after question. I call it the "but God" questions. But God, they won't listen. But God, I've been gone for too long. But God, they won't believe me. But God, I have a stutter. Deep down, Moses didn't think he was the man for the job and told God why. If we turn just a few books ahead, we meet Gideon in Judges 6. Once again, God wanted to deliver the people of Israel and he chose to use Gideon. Gideon, just like Moses, had his fair share of questions. But Gideon wasn't satisfied with God's response only, so he asked him for a sign. And then another sign. If we hop ahead now to 1 Samuel chapter 6, we meet a man named Saul. God had chosen him to be the first king of Israel and Saul was scared. Did he have questions? Yes. But when the time came to be anointed as king, he actually went and hid among the baggage, hoping they wouldn't find him. But they did. You see, these three men had very similar questions for God. The first being some variation of, I'm not important enough for the task at hand, or I'm not qualified enough, I'm not equipped enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough for this task. How will you respond when God calls you? When you feel insignificant, when you feel unqualified? Will you question God, ask for a sign, hide from him? The truth is, how we see ourselves isn't the determining factor for God's use. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and if he called us to do something, big or small, he is going to equip us to do just that. I want to look at one more person in the Bible. In Luke chapter 1, we meet an engaged virgin named Mary. An angel just delivered the most life-altering news that Mary would become pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit and give birth to a son that will save all mankind. If there were ever a time for some but God questions, some signs, or even hiding, this seems like this would be the most appropriate time. But that's not what Mary did. We see in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, how she responded. She said, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. Knowing that this news could break up her engagement and lead to her death, she decided that God's plan for her life was better than her own. God might not be calling us to deliver an entire nation or birth the next Messiah. Well, I know for a fact he's not calling us to birth the next Messiah. But he might want to use you to reach the lost with the gospel, to reconcile a relationship with a family member or a friend. He might be asking you to start a podcast or a business or a ministry. We are the hands and feet of Jesus on this earth. So what will you do when he calls? Moses had all the questions. Gideon asked for a sign. Saul hid. and Mary simply obeyed. We need to ask God to open our eyes to see ourselves the way He sees us, so that when He calls us, we can say, like Mary, "I am the Lord's servant."